Wait, before I do this, I should check my Powerball ticket. I heard there was a winner tonight. Hold on, one second. Tonight, State Senator Dan Katowski hangs out in studio, and we continue our Sketchfest previews with Just the Tip and Trey and Jeanette. All that and more right now on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
Sorry, I'm taking a microphone selfie of me still being at work. I would still be at work if I did win the Powerball. We both
I was just
going to
be outie. I'm just going to be completely
just
gone.
Your chair spinning around, just, paper flying everywhere.
Yep, just disappeared.
Like a cartoon. They're saying now that there is a winner in Chino Hills, California. Does that sound like a familiar? That's what I saw last time as I came into the building. And they're waiting to hear if there are any other winners across the country. I heard earlier today someone say that, you know, buying a lottery ticket is, you know, buying the dream, you know, just to daydream about what you would do. No, I can still daydream without spending $2. Is it a $2 ticket?
It was a $2 ticket.
Okay. And then do you have, around the horn, I guess. Craig, did you buy a...
I bought one ticket an hour before the... thing closed, like 2 hours before the drawing, but 1 hour before you couldn't buy them anymore.
Oh, okay. Rob Martier?
I made a $6 investment that gave me 3 rows of numbers.
Huh.
Yeah.
Esmeralda?
Nothing.
Bought
nothing.
The ladies on the show say ixnay on the, I don't know how you say the rest of that.
I might buy a scratch off tomorrow.
There you go. There you go.
You know, I would say I know two people, or at least I know one person whose ex-wife won the like $5,000 a week for life. So, I mean, that's like I actually know someone who's done that. But then you think, well, she's won that. So now I can't be in my circle of reality for me to win either. So I didn't fantasize about winning $1 billion. That is some crazy money. But yeah, no, I'm 312-981-7200. Here's my question, Craig and Rob, having bought your tickets. Did you fantasize about what you would do with $1 billion?
Before I get into that, I think what was fun to watch were some of the stats being kicked around before tonight's drawing. At one point in time, there was $1.3 million worth of tickets being sold every minute.
What? Yeah, it was like 13,000 like a second or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then also there was another one that said because of so much participation that the chances of a winning ticket being drawn tonight were like, it was like 85%.
Really?
So I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, interesting. So that was that. I'm guessing a better chance than previous. The numbers must go up the more people that play.
Correct. The more people, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Start picking numbers.
That did I fantasize sense. About? Yeah, sure. About
what,
winning? Absolutely.
What would you have done?
I would have given 2 weeks' notice because that's the right thing to do.
Yes.
Then, as all of the experts say, go grab a lawyer, go grab a financial advisor.
That's not a fantasy. That's
probably
just...
would have taken an annuity. And then what would I have done? I would have, ready for this, people laugh.
Mm-hmm.
I have always, as long as I have can remember, I've always wanted a Toyota 4Runner.
Oh.
I would go to a Toyota dealership and buy myself a
just
top of the
drive off
4Runner.
The lot.
Just here you go.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
I want the fully loaded.
Wow. Rob's fantasies are crazy.
Yeah, that seems like a savings.
Nutty. And stuff, sure.
That seems like a savings account fantasy.
Yeah, that sounds really lovely. Invest in a 401k.
It seems like that. Craig?
I would have bought an island and a plane. I would have been out.
Do you know, did you start looking at maps, like where your island would be? Like,
no,
were you looking at the charts and stuff?
It's funny you ask, though, like, did you fantasize about it? Because the rational human in every single one of us that bought a ticket knows the odds are terrible. I think that, well, a lot of us know the chance, but it was the biggest lottery ever
right.
in the history of the world. So I wanted one ticket.
In the history
for that.
Of the world? I didn't know that.
Yeah, this is the biggest lottery drawing, I think, ever.
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 That
the
is
most
intense.
Money, $1.5 billion if you take the annuity.
Okay.
$1.5 billion.
$1 billion. That's right. A lot.
Yeah, so at least I had one ticket to that.
And with 85% chance of someone winning, obviously someone was, you know.
Yeah, and actually they've had a higher percentage before. I think that the lottery people have said that they've had as much as 95% of the numbers purchased. Mm-hmm. I think it does depend on what the computer randomly does and if all the numbers are out there, because there's only so many numbers.
Do you hope it's someone good one, like someone nice? Somebody.
Well, Chino Hills is the 6th richest city in the United States.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but people don't have to live there to buy tickets.
That's true. They don't.
Maybe. Sorry, Esmeralda, we didn't need to yell at you. We didn't have to yell at you. Maybe it was someone driving through town on
right.
their way home from their job serving drinks or, you know, as a janitor or working at a daycare.
Sure.
Or working with the elderly.
All that
or
stuff.
The disabled.
Or it's just a really rich person.
Not that those are the only good richer. People, I'm saying.
Probably the guy who owns Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg now won the lottery. That jerk.
Well, 312-981-7200. Did anybody at least match a few numbers? And I know a friend of mine on Twitter has won $4 back. At least you feel like you got something.
Mine too.
Yeah, friends of yours?
Yeah.
You want a few bucks back?
Big bucks.
Nothing for you, Craig? And
buying an island. I got nothing.
Nothing.
Rob, you got one number.
One number.
Nice.
Did you have a little bit of that excitement, a little exhilaration as the numbers are being read?
From the 773, the daydream fantasizing about a win like this was more than worth the $2 that I spent. That's from Monty.
Oh, interesting. But you don't feel that you can fantasize because you haven't bought in.
Well,
so
yeah,
you
if you
fantasize.
Don't have a ticket, you can't win.
I just daydream about having a lot of money. Is there something wrong with me?
No, that's fine. That's cool.
Constant state of existence.
And you want to work for it and stuff.
When I was a kid, I had this idea. I wanted to be a big lawyer. I wanted to be a big-time successful attorney. And I had this idea of having this big kind of sprawling property with a winding driveway. And I wanted to have a nice big house. Nothing massive, but like a pretty solid-looking house. And then a sort of a coach house or guest house to the side. And for my parents, not that they shouldn't be able to live in the big house, but, you know, I'm just saying, you know, comfortable and nice on a beautiful property with a lot of trees and well, you know, taken care of. And I went to go visit friends of mine one time, Karen Conti and her husband at the time, Greg Adamski. They lived in Petersburg, Illinois. And I was driving up their driveway. I thought I was having deja vu because it was exactly everything I had ever dreamed. And it was, you know, it was in Petersburg. I think it was like $500,000 property with it. It was a mansion that was built, a mini mansion kind of a thing, built in the around the Civil War time by an architect who was pretty well known and had a beautiful, the guest house was kind of, the barn had been turned into a guest house and it was gorgeous. And that's the kind of thing that I would buy. They had a built-in, I think they eventually had a built-in, no, they did. They had a built-in pool. They had like a huge tree line. You couldn't see any of the neighbor. Like it was just very secluded and beautiful. That's what I would buy. So I've already had that. I've been fantasizing about that since
lovely.
I was like 7 or 8. When I was really little, I wanted the property on Dynasty. Like Linda
sure.
Evans.
Yeah. Why not? Mm-hmm. From the 815, friend on Facebook said they matched all 5 numbers minus the Powerball. That would be worth $1 million. We're all waiting on pins and needles to see him post a picture of the ticket.
What?
Yeah.
Someone
on Facebook claims to have won $1 million.
In the Chicago, possibly in the Chicagoland area?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Well, we're in the, are you in the pool with WGN?
No. No one told me.
I was accidentally in the, so now do I owe money because I haven't seen them since? Do I owe $2 for a ticket we bought?
Oh, you might.
Right? Which is fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
So you were in it.
I think I'm in it. I don't think about it.
So you lost, though.
I lost.
Sorry about that.
So do I owe the money?
I don't know. It's a really good question. This is chicken and an egg situation.
Yeah,
I'm really not sure.
They said, hey, we're going to throw you in. Just give us a $2 later.
Right.
But now that we've lost.
And I wonder if we had won, if you would have been able to win. Because you didn't give in $2.
Right. Would they have been like,
I really
never...
doubt they would have honored that.
That's
and we said although, Patty was in.
Although we had witnesses. I mean, I know who was.
Okay.
I took a selfie of the people that were.
Good.
Yes.
Well, then you owe $2.
That's good for the record, isn't it? Is taking the selfie. Yes, but I never posted the selfie. The only record
okay.
now is me saying.
Yeah,
it.
You should delete it.
See, if they had won, then I would have posted the selfie. These were the witnesses present when they said I was in on the Powerball. Now that we didn't win, I don't know what happened to that picture.
Wait, but how do you know you didn't win? And you know,
something?
You're not doing a billion.
It's a good question. I should
you
wait.
Win a million.
I should wait until
a million.
Notice.
There's like one other decent prize, and then it's like $50. I don't think all the other stuff is really good.
So you get like 5 numbers for $1 million.
You get 5 numbers without the Powerball. That's $1 million, and then it's like 4 numbers and the Powerball gets you some hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Steak in Texas,
right?
Eat that 72.
And you get a high five and a pancake.
Or after this.
At $1 million.
Buy you furniture for your house. Maybe a nice Chesterfield.
That's nice. A nice Chesterfield or an ottoman. That's nice. I would like to. I think I would like a bigger house. I have a very cramped house. Very small space for the 4 of us and about 700 square feet. Although I don't have 11 of my in-laws staying with me with a one-bedroom, one-bathroom situation.
Yeah, no, that's not. That's a special kind of thing.
I don't think I should complain.
No, it's okay.
There's so many worse
ways. From the 815, first thing I'd do if I had won the lottery would be to call my friends and ask them for $500 just so they'll leave me alone.
Ask them for $500 to leave you alone?
No, ask them for, like, I think the joke is that he assumes all his friends will call him after they find out he won the lottery.
Yes.
So he'd do it first
to can I borrow $500?
Right. You got $500, buddy?
Have you ever lent somebody money?
I mean, I'm sure I have with, like, my family and stuff, but not like a substantial amount.
I've broken both of Shakespeare's things. Never a lender nor a borrower be. I'm a borrower. I'm definitely a borrower. And I lent money once or twice, once to my dad. My dad had a bit of a gambling issue. And by that, I mean he told us that he had lost $10,000 on the gambling boats. And it turned out to actually, he was, when someone tells you how much they've lost, I would say it's safe to double that. So it turned out it was 20, and then he was chasing it, and it ended up escalating to about $50,000.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So my Esmeralda,
it
was so much money. And my dad was not a wealthy guy. I mean, my dad was a cab driver, and I think that was it. Like, my dad never was patient enough for putting in the time that it took to save money over time. And I think maybe when he was in his late 50s, he felt like, well, I'm never going to make a lot of money now. And he was always a bit of a gambler, a poker player. He was always at the racetrack, but never anything that had a significant impact on our income at home. But we also lived in a very small one-bedroom apartment. My mother squirreled away her money. She protected it because of who she was married to. And when I was in college, I got a credit card. And he asked me if he could borrow $2,000. So I borrowed $2,000 on my credit card.
No, cash advance.
Yeah.
It's not a good call.
And then, but then later we found out he had also taken out credit cards in my name. And so that was, I had to clear that up as well. I know. I love my dad. He was a guy who, you know, grew up at a time in the Great Depression, who had to work for his family when he was 6 years old selling newspapers and sort of lived by the street, the rules of the street. And I think just never learned how to be smart about money and, you know, try to find the quick way to come up with a solution. So I still have the credit card from college that I took that loan out. It took me a while to pay it back. I still have the exact same credit
card.
Not the same numbers.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, hopefully not the same numbers.
I had to fix that, though, because it was on my record that I had a bankruptcy, which was painful.
Wow.
Yeah, because when he claimed bankruptcy, one of the cards was in my name. So I was attached to that he'd gone delinquent on an account. Although when he passed away...
this is all really confusing and sad.
I was like 24 when he had to claim, and
what happened?
I didn't understand. I haven't done anything. I pay all my bills off. By that time, I was working and I was paying off all my bills on time.
Wow.
You know what? The other mistake I made was keeping a credit card with my mom, and so she would see what I was spending money on. So like that was emotionally harrowing, you know. But I would pay her off, but it didn't matter because she would see how much it was. And you have to extricate yourself. You know, and it's weird now. I've heard Wendy talk about this, Wendy Schneider on Bill's show, that she and her husband have separate credit cards. I think that's why I have separate credit cards. Like, I actually know what Steve charges because I have to pay all the bills and I have the credit cards.
See, I'm that person too. Yeah. I'm the one who pays all the bills, so I have access to like all the, although we, everything's joint.
Yeah.
But I have access to all the credit cards and she just doesn't really, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to make sure that in case anything happens to me, Steve has access for the boys. I finally put him on my checking account so he could also write checks. But for most of up until Steve lost his job 8 years ago, we had separate everything, credit cards, separate banking accounts. So now I have he had the life insurance. So I was like, oh, so how much are you worth? Just out of curiosity. Like that scene in It's a Wonderful Life, you're worth more dead than alive. That's a horrible way to think about things.
Yeah, that's a terrible way to feel.
And he's not neither. I don't think I am worth more than.
No, you know, I don't know. Our Tribune benefits are pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hard to do too when you sit there and you're like, you know, when not decapitation. I think that's a life insurance one. No, but like, you know, loss of limb,
right.
Or
yeah,
like those kind of catastrophic injuries.
The ones where you can't work anymore, but you didn't actually pass away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's hard to pick. Like you have your different levels. You're like, okay,
how
so
much
are we
am
talking
I gonna
a,
need?
Are we talking a finger? Are we talking a whole arm?
Oh, do you think you'd get it for just a finger?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Because I'd just chop one off right now.
I mean, for
need
us,
that money.
For us, it would be an illness.
Esmeralda's face.
Come on. Yeah, no, you'll regret it immediately.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, maybe depending on pinky.
Yeah, pinky for how much?
What do you think? 15,000? What would it take?
Wow, no, I would want
more than that. Yeah, I would want way more.
Yeah, that's not... Can't even get a nice car for that.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I just flashed to this. When we talk about body parts and money, when I was in grad school, I considered donating eggs. Have you ever looked into this, Esmeralda?
I've seen them, and I've always thought about it, but I'm like, I don't need a little me running around that I don't know about.
Right.
You guys get a good amount of money for that, though, right?
You get a lot.
You get like $8,000 to $10,000, I think, at the time when I was looking into it. But the extraction process.
Not cool.
Well, you have to take hormones, right? You have to take certain kinds of medication to make sure that you're priming the pump, I think. And then they the way they extract it is with a, like with a needle in the office. They have to go through to the, you know, it's not. It looked, I went through the whole process. I did the whole application thing. I was approved. I think I was 28. But then you also you also hear these stories about some women who have adverse reactions to the process, and then you know right. does it jeopardize your ability to have children later on?
Oh yeah, they also want you really smart, don't they?
There was that.
Like I couldn't. I'm like I'm communications.
they wouldn't.
They'd be
is
like,
that
no.
how you? No, is that how you introduced yourself?
That's not how they measure. They're not like it's not like that. It's mostly like a little bit of an essay thing. I think it's
yeah
like,
it's
yeah that wasn't gonna happen
requirements. We don't get anywhere near as much, guys. Our situation isn't worth the same.
That's because it just comes and goes so quickly. we have a
hey,
we have a limited supply.
Ease of extraction it shouldn't count.
You guys have got a box of tissue you can take
I'm
care of the next generation.
I want 10 grand.
Yeah, but I don't. Yeah, you can't. I'm go. No.
What do you get? Like $20?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I don't even know. You probably get like $5.
I don't know what the going. Maybe it was like $5,000 at the time. It seemed like a lot of money when I was 20.
It was. I remember. I've seen them, and I think it was like a salary.
Yeah. Was it that much?
I think so.
Well, surrogacy.
But I think you had to be
is.
Like top of your class type of situation.
Gotcha. Can you imagine surrogacy, like carrying somebody else's baby?
I couldn't even.
That would be. You'd have to pay me a lot. That would be, I mean, I enjoyed being pregnant, but then I also get the fruits of my labor.
They would take care of you.
They would, yeah. They would take care of you.
Yeah, and then you could just be like, go get me this food. Yeah. I'm carrying your baby.
Can you hold me? More after this on 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Do we do a little bit of the behind-the-scenes thing here that's going on at the Tribune Tower when our guests come in?
They're, yeah, sure.
They are now being asked to sign waivers, which is mm-hmm. not something they've ever had to do. So I think the building has them park, go sign something, then go back to their car. They don't park yeah. in the lot. They have to park like someplace different.
Well, and the waivers are detailed. It's like a lot of information. It's not just your basic car description or something. I think you got to pull out your license and give them your like license
what?
Number. Yeah. And, you know, I'm sure that's fine at most places where people work, most buildings, but we're a radio station and some people show up and then need to come on the air.
Right. So that's that. For yeah. But so Robert like, yeah. Martwick, representative of Robert Martwick is
papers.
Coming in studio. He's filling out some paperwork with the, at the on the loading dock.
Yeah.
So that's, that
he'll be up
good.
Eventually.
I apologize to the representative.
Sorry.
But he is coming into the studio shortly. And I didn't know how that works. And I forgot to give him a heads up. To be fair, well, whatever. I am fascinated with this story about the militia in Oregon. They appealed to, I guess, to patriots. They're saying they're calling on one patriots to come join them. This guy, there's this video of one of the militia members, you know, telling people if you're a real patriot, you'll come here and fight for the Constitution. And then and it's weird because they're like in this. It looks like he's in a like a little apartment or something. I'm not sure. And there's nobody else in the scene. So is it like are they just being invited to join him? Is he getting lonely? And maybe he is. And maybe that's why when he asked for snacks, he got more than he expected. He's asking people to please stop sending dildos. I'm not sure how that's someone's reaction to I need snacks. But they thought it is funny to.
Yeah, it's really funny. That's really. Please stop sending me. I have enough now.
Yeah. Well, he's also getting
no more.
He's also getting like the candy version of it. He's getting like you can buy those. You can buy Sour Patch penises.
Well, that's a snack. I mean, if you just ignore what you're eating, then that's food.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just chow down.
I mean, if you were hungry enough, I'd eat a bunch of gummy.
He's tired of getting a bag of those. It's a bag.
A bag at a time.
Bag
that makes
of penises.
Sense. He gets a whole bag of penises.
Yeah. So he's at, and he's got all these boxes on this countertop, and he goes into a rage. He gets really upset that he pulls out a huge penis.
Oh, he pulls one
too.
Out.
Yeah. It's like it's still in the packaging, so right. I guess he could sell it on eBay or something.
Is that a gummy one?
No, that's a.
Okay, that's just
people are sending them full size penises.
Because I didn't know gummy ones were that big. I thought they were.
I'm sure you could get that in a gummy size. You can get them in pasta too. You can get penis shaped pasta.
Why would you want that?
I don't know, with an ice cream sauce.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying, you know, if it's just pasta.
Sure.
You said if you just stop thinking
about. Oh, I would
for
sure still eat that. I wouldn't choose that option though.
You would not.
Like at a nice Olive Garden, if they asked me what type of pasta I wanted, I would never choose that one.
You're more of a rotini type?
I am a lot more of a rotini guy. Yeah.
Yeah, so but I think that this is an excellent way. If you got some gift cards from Amazon over the holidays and you're wondering how you can help the militia out, you can send them some penises. You can send them some dildos. Militia Oregon, yeah. So and
the internet's hilarious. These people.
The internet's fantastic.
Yeah, they really do good stuff.
They're getting a lot of they're getting gagged with sex toys.
Okay. That's happening.
That is happening. They asked for shampoo, and instead they're getting dildos.
Right.
They asked for snacks. They're getting penis-shaped gummy bears. Gummy penises.
I wonder what the Amazon review is for gummy penises.
Oh, go ahead and check.
Okay. I can Google this stuff at work. Sure.
I sent a picture to Esmeralda this morning on my Facebook thread of the gummy penises. And the reviews are mostly like, these are smaller than I thought they would be. Isn't that always the truth?
I'm at work right now on the air at WGN Radio, and I just typed into my Amazon search, gummy penis.
Yes, and how'd that come up?
Yeah. This is all research. It went pretty well, actually. Yeah. There's a lot of choices.
And you also do candy. There's some hard candy penises.
Peter Pecker. That is a brand.
Mm-hmm.
This is a whole conversation we're having. Oh, there's marshmallows, too. It's not just gummies.
Mm-hmm.
These are marshmallow willies.
Super fun penis candies. 200 count.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's the little hard ones.
Macaweenie and cheese? What is that?
I'm sorry. I didn't find that myself.
Yeah, no, that's on here. It's only like $8.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, and it's Amazon Prime, too. You could get this in 2 days.
And there are 11 reviews for it. So let's see how do people feel about that.
Well, really high stars. 4.5.
The cheese is extra creamy. Made an excellent Father's Day meal for my husband. We'll buy again.
Oh, did it. There was a 1-star review. Very disappointed. Weenies were very... Oh, no. I'm not going to read the end of that. Going to skip that review.
Box was squished. Not that great of a cheesy taste, but worth it for the funny aspect.
Okay.
That's all right.
Would you tell somebody if you were going to serve them to... Now, when they gave this as a gift, I'm also curious. Did you open the package or did you actually... make the macaroni and cheese.
Right, do you just put that on a plate? Do you plate that up for somebody and go...
I feel like that's where the joke is.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
Wait, what are these?
What, the macaweenies?
I think that's what someone would say as they're eating it. They might not notice at first.
Oh, I see what you're saying. And it's made by a company called Hot Products. Hot with two T's.
We're going to click on Hot Products? Okay, and up, yep, more stuff.
More stuff.
Can't even say that one on the air.
Yeah. So you can go to Amazon.com. I'm sure you can also Google the address for the Oregon Militia if you would like to send them some supplies.
Yeah.
And
it's edible thongs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go. That'd be fun for them. I think that they get... It's like a fruit roll-up.
Just take this with a positive. Like, turn it into a good thing.
Right. We were talking about this last week. One of the guys up in Oregon, part of this militia, they had started a Kickstarter campaign, but one of the guys took off with a lot of the money and drank it all away at one of the motel bars. So that worked out.
Yeah, that did happen. Yeah.
How much did they get, I wonder?
Well, did you see there were a lot of boxes on that countertop when that guy just like was very angrily throwing it all around?
But it was
video?
All like cheap stuff, wasn't it?
Did it look like it was cheap stuff?
For you to actually get the money from Kickstarter, don't you have to pass a certain threshold?
I would think.
Yeah.
Maybe they had a low threshold.
Right. And then he just drank it all.
We just need $50.
You just need like $25.
Yeah. Can you do it like keep starting a Kickstarter? Now $100. Now $200.
I don't know. I'm going to start a Kickstarter right now.
I've never felt confident enough to go, I have an idea so important that people should give me money for. Mm.
And not just people I know, people I don't know.
Complete strangers.
Right.
I mean, good on Amy Guth. She got her documentary funded.
Oh, that was great.
Yes. I just don't know if I you know.
I'm more impressed with the guys that make jokes and then they get those things funded.
Yeah. Like what?
Like there was a viral one about a guy who would make you like a pasta or something.
Wasn't there a potato salad?
Potato, that's what it was. He would make you a potato salad and then the things that you bought into were like getting to pick an ingredient.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like what would you pick as your, like chives? Maybe some macaweenies. I would like some macaweenies.
That would have been great.
In my potato
salad. In my potato salad. Oh.
Esmeralda's trying to find out what's happening.
Should we break? I think we should break.
Let's see what happens. It's pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Coming up after midnight, we'll be talking to some of the groups from Sketchfest. We've got Just the Tip in the green room, and I know that we have a couple of performers heading this way. We have Trey and Jeanette, who have a show on Sunday night. Again, go to stage773.com for tickets and calendar. You can find out all the different groups that are performing. And when you get there, if you haven't decided which groups, we've given you a lot of people to see. And if they don't happen to be playing when you show up, you can always ask one of the volunteers. They're wearing kind of these fun, brightly colored, almost, would you call them Hawaiian shirts?
I would call them, yes,
Hawaiian shirts. And they can give you a bit of a rundown on what kind of show to see. They'll ask you what you like. They'll, you know, if you just give them a title of a show that's in one of the boxes, they will give you some info that will help you make a decision. So stage773.com. Craig and I could not recommend this more. It's such a fun experience. So many different groups.
Yeah, it's something that I think you have to go to at least once. If you've been around Chicago for a while, if you've heard of it before but never actually journeyed out to Stage 773 to see it, you should go because it's incredibly popular, a great time.
By the way, there is a great restaurant right down the street that I stumbled upon because the restaurant across the street was a little bit too crowded, and I decided to go eat. Can you please look up? It's a fish market. One block west of Stage 773 across the street. I don't want to get the name wrong, but it was so good. It was my first time there. They had a great wine list. They had a great cocktail list. They serve breakfast all day. It looks like they have
something like Falstrom's.
That's the one.
Yeah.
So good.
You know, it wasn't a fish market. A few years ago, it was a different restaurant, and they closed down and reopened it. So that's awesome if it sounds good.
Oh, I absolutely love that
place. That guy, the Falstrom's guy, is have you ever been to Glenn's Diner?
No.
Glenn's Diner is pretty much right at Montrose by the Montrose Brown Line.
Okay.
Fantastic seafood. But at one point, somehow he was shoved out of that business.
Okay.
And so he's opened his own. So that's Falstrom's.
And what was the name of the place? Glenn's?
Glenn's Diner. But
that's who I met.
He's no longer associated with Glenn's Diner.
I met Glenn. And he's a fan of the show. So hi, Glenn. I don't know if you're listening, but I talked to him about coming in and hanging out with us. Also, Mahoney's. I was at Mahoney's Pub and Grill last night for the comedian's holiday party. And I've been posting pictures, and they were like, hope you had a good time. And I was like, I did. Would you like to come in and hang out with us?
Ooh.
So we're giving you the business.
Yeah.
We want to.
We're giving you some business.
We love the local businesses. And we need to. Let's do that again. So I just gave you a couple of local businesses. Folstrom's on Belmont Avenue. Mm-hmm. It's a block down from Stage 773. So if you go see a show this weekend, part of Sketchfest, go over to Folstrom's and get a nice a dinner. But you can get breakfast. I had such a good meal. I had pancakes. I had potato. You know, my thing is potato pancakes. I love good potato pancakes. They have hearty potato pancakes. Like some places have like the sort of thin and crispy ones. I would say these are thick and hearty. And some really good. I had some eggs. Looks like I didn't have any bacon. I didn't want to push my
luck. You really got to get bacon, though. Breakfast without bacon is disappointing, actually.
Oh, you know what I did, too? I had an Irish coffee.
Okay.
Cool. I haven't had one of those in a while.
Oh, they're great.
It was so good.
Just the Baileys or the Baileys and the Jameson?
It was Jameson. I don't know if it had Baileys. I said Irish coffee and whatever that meant.
The Baileys is supposed to be the creamer, and then the Jameson is the extra kick.
That seems like what that was. It seemed very strong.
Oh, good.
I felt both sedated and amped.
Yeah.
Which was
exactly
straight,
correct. It's just like Four Locos.
I like that.
Which are not allowed anymore.
But those are a couple of businesses. We just mentioned Mahoney's Pub and Grill and also Folstrom's. Do you have a neighborhood joint you want to promote there, Craig?
Oh, I really should know more names of stuff.
I just went to Ellie's Pancake and Waffle by my house as well. And my mother had this skill. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to gasp so loud. like Esmeralda. If Esmeralda pulled away from her headphones, I'm sure there are people
in
her
car. I'm like a frightened bird all the time. Just like, what?
My mother had this skillet that had like chorizo and eggs and like cheese sort of melted on top. It was so good. I was so mad at myself for not ordering that one. But Ellie's and Jefferson Park was absolutely outstanding. You have some great restaurants in your neighborhood, Esmeralda, don't you?
Oh, man. They just, it's been open for, I think, half a year now. But Break Room Brewery is super good. They have their own brewery. It's a brewery, but then the food is just delicious. Great burgers and the good beer. It's good beer too.
Well, if it's a brewery, I mean, like, it's funny, right? Because the breweries can sort of be touch and go because they're trying something different. They're trying to be artistic with their different mixes. But yeah, as long as they've got a good menu. Oh, there's a new place in my neighborhood just opened up. I want to know if anyone's been to this place called the Highway. I have to find this place. Yes, Craig, you have a place?
Little Bad Wolf. I like Little Bad Wolf.
What's Little Bad Wolf?
It's in Andersonville. It's a restaurant / bar. It's awesome. They make these little taco things, but it's not like tortilla. It's some sort of more fluffy, doughy thing. And I don't know if it's...
I think
it's Asian-inspired and then Mexican together somehow.
It's a little fusion.
I really like it.
Little Bad Wolf?
Yeah, Little Bad Wolf. And then they also have all the Game of Thrones beers on tap. So
is that what?
That makes me real happy.
What street is that on?
That is Bryn Mawr Avenue, right off of Clark.
Excellent. Yeah, mm-hmm. there's a new joint in my neighborhood that I just saw. They're trying to get an outdoor cafe license. Obviously, right now, it's not as important. Highway House on Northwest Highway just opened up. And it's got only a couple of reviews, but people seem very happy about it. It's like they fresh ground the meat for burgers. Like when you order the burger, they ground it per order, which
sounds lovely,
doesn't it? Angus burger,
yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard that as like a selling point.
If we're talking about good meat, and I think we've talked about it before, the Pork Shoppy. I like
that. Yes, you have mentioned the Pork Shoppy.
I love the Pork Shoppy.
312-981, give us the business. Let us know what local business you want to talk about. You know, this is the kind of thing that, especially when you're trying to get out of the house, you want to go do something and, you know, be a little social. It's hard to get out during the wintertime. Where should people go in your neighborhood? We love Knife and Tine. Carissa just tweeted at us. She wants to know if what's in the box is now going to be candy or candy. Kind of like that. We mix in some.
That
adult,
makes sense. Good call, Carissa.
Adult candy.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. And also, they should be made. Oh, they should ask themselves what's in the box. The militia guys should like try to
before
guess
they open it every single time. What's in this one? That's, oh, it's another gummy penis.
I like that. We should just send them like what's in the box.
What would we send to people? What would we put in the box?
What would we put in the box?
It would be
a hand mixer.
It would be appliances.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Robert wants to know if there are any flaccid candy penises. Mm.
I don't know how that would differ.
They're mostly chewy, especially if it's the macaweenies, I'm guessing, or not.
I mean, does that make them less appealing?
Mm-hmm. Well, if they're less appealing, if they're flaccid?
Yeah. Well, like if it's a food product, it's not actually.
I mean, if it's that pasta, it's all mushy.
Right.
Yeah. You let it go for too long.
Yeah, but would you want like a really hard pasta?
Mm-hmm. No.
Don't want a really soft one either.
Well, and I love that he also sent us the definition so that we would know.
Oh, good.
Soft and hanging loosely or limply, especially so as to look or feel unpleasant.
Oh, wonderful. That I needed that today.
That's just a definition.
Yeah, I know. By the way, we did get a phone call in that said they think it's a little one-sided. That there should be more products that are of the other.
Vaginas? We should send them
exactly
some vaginas? Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, I wonder if they've sent them toys. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that would help them.
Yeah, I would
like
think.
Like race cars?
They've got like remote control cars.
Yeah, like dinosaur toys? What are we talking about?
Oh, stuff that they can use?
Cool.
Well, they can use penises.
Like race cars? Are we talking about race cars?
Race car penises.
Race car.
No.
Oh, wait, let me see if that's
my
okay.
Childhood just got ruined.
We just, no, don't let that happen.
I really liked race cars growing up as a kid.
Did
not
you?
Race car penises.
Like Hot Wheels?
Yeah. Okay. That was my jam.
That was your Hot Wheels? Did you have like the tracks? Did you always want the ones that were on TV where they could go up the wall?
And, I did.
Or the loop-de-loops?
I don't know if they had that technology, but whatever the cool racetrack ones, I wanted those. All I had was a rug. And it just had, you know,
which makes you more creative.
Yeah.
Which makes you the entertainer you are today.
Exactly correct.
I'm saying.
And I had a house. One of the houses was specifically mine. So my car would park there at night. And then he would drive around the neighborhood. And that's how I played cars.
Oh, there you go. Were you into trains? Because trains are so big right now with the Thomas and
Tank
Engine.
For some reason, I wasn't. I was a lot more into vehicle, like cars than trains. I don't know why.
Yeah, there's a big like hobby train expo this weekend in Schaumburg.
Ooh, let's go to that.
I was thinking, I'm like, we should know about these things ahead of time so we could get a camera and go and have fun at
Does
these.
Griffin like trains a lot?
Loves trains.
Yeah, it sounds like he would.
Loves trains. Yeah, he's walking around like a champ at school. I asked him what it was like being day two spelling bee champ, and he said that he was in the bathroom and someone was like, hey, aren't you the kid that won the spelling bee? And he was like, yeah. He goes, what's your name? And he's like, Griffin. that's
are they
weird.
Making him spell stuff as he walks around?
That would suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know that they are. Yeah.
Okay.
You do run the. I think when you're the two-time champ, maybe they leave you alone
right.
a little bit.
They're too intimidated.
And he's not smug about it. I wish I could post a picture for you. Did I show you him standing there getting applause from 600 people? Just very. He was just kind of holding his hands up, like just sort of very humble about it.
Wow.
He was waiting for them to finish so he'd come over and talk to us. It was so sweet. I really could not have done that. The only thing I ever did in front of my school was do the talent show, and we danced. I know. I'm showing you. Like, I did like a skiing motion.
I did talent shows too.
Yes,
I wasn't on those.
Yeah,
I was dressed as Hercules for one.
What?
Yeah, I had
the cartoon or like
the cartoon version of Hercules.
Mm.
I had like a sheet that we turned into one of those little.
Did you have a loincloth?
I did. Yeah, kind of. I mean, it was. I was what 12, so
sure.
It was covering up a lot of stuff. But it was.
Right.
We
pictures
turned
or it didn't happen.
Yeah, I like where Esmeralda's going.
I think there's
going
video
with this.
Actually.
I think this needs to go on the WGN radio.com.
That sounds lovely.
I think that's
what I wanted to have happen when I was in sixth grade.
That's your throwback picture right there.
I don't do those.
I promised to put a throwback picture of me with the Jennifer Grey hair this week, didn't I? I have to find that picture.
Here, we can take a break. You can put it up now.
All right. I can't. I don't have it with me. More after this on 720 WGN.